You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning, folks. Where's the lifeline? Dr. Bob here. Always good to come to you every Saturday morning, talking to you about the things of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Good morning to you. It's just great to know the Lord Jesus. Just great to fellowship with you. It's a privilege and an honor to get a chance to share the love of God with you today. It really is. Look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. If you get anything out of here and you know you have a sister or a brother scattered somewhere in the world that needs to hear this message, you can pick it up 24/7 anywhere in the world on the internet. Simply go to WCNO.com. Scroll down, you'll see on the right hand side the word on demand. Click on that. And then you'll see a calendar. Click on Saturday and there you'll see Lifeline. So if you'll pass the word on, help someone else, you can preach. You just keep passing on. It would be appreciated. Look, I'm going to talk to you today about what we need today, the power of God. What we need today is the power of God in our life. We need to be powered by the Lord Jesus. There's no doubt. There's no question about it. What Father God says to us today, I think he would say, I sent my only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to secure a life for you, and to empower you for every situation, now and for all eternity, because I love you. He is a good God, and he'll be good to you. You need to know that God is a good God. He has locked down our lives from now to eternity, and we can get on that right path and walk it out. John 3:16, this is the most famous verse probably in the whole Bible. I mean, it never loses power. Just listen to this. God so loved the world. That's pretty big, isn't it? He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's anybody and everybody, who believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, and I add, a love that lasts forever. Do you need a love that lasts forever? Really, after today, are you perfectly loved? You can be. Maybe you don't have anybody to really love you. Maybe you think no one cares about me. Maybe you've never thought you were really loved and cherished and valued and honored and respected. Well, God does. I'm telling you, you have a love for that lasts forever if you just get to know your Heavenly Father and draw very close to him. Listen to this. John 3:3, though, Jesus said unto Nicodemus, when Nicodemus asked him, he said these words, "Barely, barely, I say to you, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Listen, the kingdom of God is the life of God here on the earth. It starts the day the Lord Jesus was resurrected, and it starts for you when you say, "Jesus, come into my heart and wash my sins away." And the kingdom of God begins in you right that very moment. The Lord will not bless or have fellowship with the lost sinner who's not in the kingdom. You must make sure you're in the kingdom of God. You know, God don't even hear a sinner's prayer. Here's what he hears. If he says, "Jesus, please, I need you. Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me," that's fine. You get out here and you get drunk and a cop pulls you over and you see that red light bubbling. You know you're drunk and you don't know God. You never give him the time of day and you holler for help. You don't hear that. You don't hear that. But he does hear this. "Oh, help me, Jesus, please. I want to change. I want to be saved. I believe you're the Son of God. I trust you." Look, the kingdom begins to you. The kingdom can start for you today. You can enter into a brand new life where somebody loves you and cares about you, the greatest love of all time. You can step into the kingdom today. You can come out of the wicked, cruel world that's been beating you to death and live for God. It's simple as that. Listen to this verse of scripture. To me, this is one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. And what I spend a lot of time just thinking about. You have to think about the scripture. You can't hardly comprehend it. Isaiah 53:10, he prophesied this. It pleased the Lord to bruise him, to bruise Jesus. Isaiah said he has put him to grief. He has made his soul an offering for your sin. Listen, he made his soul, the blood of his own son, his soul. That's something to think about, which is something that's another man's soul, another man's mind, another man's will and emotions. He offered for your sins. He sacrificed a man's soul. He sacrificed the blood of his own son, the soul of his own son, to wash your sins away. Boy, I tell you, he was offered all your sins. It happens to be just Jesus, the very Son of God. Look, the love of God is the foundation for the kingdom. It must be that love that passes knowledge, that love that goes beyond all understanding, that love the Bible speaks of. Can anybody comprehend this kind of love? Really, the Son of God poured out, hanging on a bloody tree, sacrificed spirit, soul, and body, his soul, sacrificed blood to wash your sins away, to make you right, to give you a life, to let you know and walk in the love of God, to let you walk in the blessing of God. Luke 3:16, John the Baptist, John asked that, I indeed baptize you with water, but he, that one mightier than I comes, the laces of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now only the Lord Jesus can empower your spirit with overcoming power for living by the Spirit of God today. Ask yourself, have I received the power yet? Look, we're living in a fallen world. We really need the power of God in our life. I mean, this is really a tough, condemned world. I mean, it's never been like this in history. We're in a time of history. You really need the power of God in your life to make it. You need the Spirit of God in your life to survive in this crooked generation. I hope your family and loved ones are not out there in the world still condemned. If you checked on them, you need to check on them. Make sure it's out, okay? It's time. John 3:18, Jesus said, he that believes on me is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Believe here means repent, change, turn, follow me. Today is the day to make sure you're right. Because look, we've never lived in times like this before. This is really, really troubled times. You need Jesus. You need his power. You need his strength. You need the love of God. The love of God is a sure foundation. It will put you on the right path. The love of God will prop you up and hold you up. You need somebody that you know that loves you, that you can hold on to. I had a thought this morning. This is not part of my message, but just come to me. I'm going to share. I didn't know details here because I didn't work on this, but just crossed my mind a minute ago. Syria. Just take a look at Syria. Right now, on the news, everybody knows what's going on with Syria. You see 2 million people out there on the road walking. Women, children, men, trying to get help, trying to survive. And I thought about that just this morning. About Syria. I don't know if you know this or not, but Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Isaac, the Bible says, and Isaac shall the seed be called. Well, Isaac's wife, Rebekah, came out of Syria. When Jacob and Esau fought, Jacob fled to Syria, and Rebekah's brother was a Syrian, and he lived there for 20 years in Syria. Now, Jacob is Israel. So really, Israel is half Syrian. Israel, the whole nation of Israel is half Syrian. They came out of Syria. Remember, Isaac's wife, Sarah, was a Syrian. And stay with me. I'll make a point here in a minute. And I was thinking about Paul. He was on his way to Syria on Damascus Road to arrest Christians. So that's where the Christians were. It was a great Christian city at one time. And right outside of Syria on Damascus Road, the Lord spoke to Paul, blinding him, sent him in. He was led by somebody else to Straight Street, which is still there today. And there he stayed 3 days, humble over in a corner. He couldn't see. He never ate nothing. Then a Christian there by the name of Ananias, which we know nothing about, Jesus sent to Paul. and he might lay hands on Paul, and Paul might receive his sight. And I said, the Lord Jesus, whom you met on the way, came and sent me to that I might lay hands on you, and then might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost in Damascus, Syria. Ananias, the powerful man of God that anointed Paul, was a man of the Holy Ghost there in that city of Syria. It was a great, great Christian city. Paul's ministry began there. It was a great. Now look at it. Today, there's four armies that I know are bombing it this day. Today, you have Russia bombing it. We are bombing it. France is bombing it. Excuse me. Jordan's bombing it. They've killed 250,000. And you got all these pitiful people on highways trying to find a country, trying to find somebody to take them in. Now, you have ISIS cutting off throats, killing Christians. There was the great Christian city in the Middle East at one time. Now, I'm trying to say this to show you where we are today. Look, it's sad times. It's a bad time. We need to wake up and see where we are. I'm going to show you now. Call Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, the great person that Jesus sent to be the witness to the Gentile. Paul, that was Jesus sent to teach the Gentiles, to bring us into the kingdom, was absolutely filled with the Holy Spirit in that city. Began his ministry in that city. And I want to show you what the devil's work can do and why you need the Lord today. Look at the city today. I wouldn't doubt if it doesn't come to ruins and never rise again. You have four armies bombing it. I mean, it's a sad, sad thing. I'm trying to tell you for this for a reason. This just come to my mind. I didn't put this on paper. I didn't really sit down and think it out. I'm sure there's more things to say about Syria, but this is where we are today versus where we started. Now, you need strength. You need power. You need love of God. You need the strength of God. You need the Spirit of God to hold on. Don't think you can just float your way through life and make it. Just think about this now. Think about where we started, this great, great Christian city, the city that the Jews come out of, Syria, at least Rebecca, part of the Jew. And let's think now where we are today and how it can be when we leave God. Think of this city that's fallen. Think of that today being destroyed by men, wiped off of the face of the earth, people being slaughtered, people fleeing. And this was once the city where Paul was birthed in the ministry, where Paul was empowered for ministry, where the Lord sent Paul to Straight Street, which is still there today. I'm trying to tell you today, we are in a great, great battle. And I want you to wake up and see that. We can win, but we can't go to sleep like what happened to Syria. I don't know. I don't have all the details off my mind right up here off the top of me. But look where we started. Look where we are today, okay? Remember now, that condemned family member out there will not see heaven. Never, never, never. He will not see heaven under any circumstances. He is a condemned family. A good person never goes to heaven. You understand that? Never. A good person never goes to heaven. Only those washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. Only those with the Spirit of God living in them. That's who makes it to heaven. You understand? And if you don't think there's a battle today, think about what I just told you about Syria. Is there a battle? We were birthed there and look where we are. There's a battle out today you need to know about. John 3:36, Jesus said, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abiding upon him. I say once again, believing means change and follow the Lord Jesus. Have you changed? Are you following the Lord Jesus? Is your family following the Lord Jesus? Are you going to be okay? Huh? Listen, all mankind born from the seed of Adam are born condemned. Really, if you've never been born again, you're a condemned person because you have the bloodline that was condemned. That would be you without the cleansing blood of the precious Lamb, Christ Jesus. That would also be you and yours, your family. Listen to this. Listen to this. Adam, Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sinned into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men to all the sin. I want to just again show you a picture of Syria. You'll see it on TV every day. And that was the beginning of the great man of God. Beginning of the powerful word of God. the beginning of a man called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, to the Jews, the othermost parts of the earth. Look at it now. I'm telling you, you need the power of God. You need the love of God. You need to absolutely put a good foundation of the Lord on you to make it through this day. One man sent into the world. One man now. And death came by that. You either get the slate wiped clean by the blood of the Lamb, or the death sentence is still there, and you carry it with you to a burning hell. You must be born again. You need to know that. Romans 5:18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, the righteousness of one through Christ Jesus, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Look, if you're out here today, you need help. I want you to give us a call. I don't care what it is. If you need help, when you're praying for your children, praying for yourself, if you're not sure about your foundation, if you're not sure you're really right with God, look, you give me a call. I'm more than glad to pray for you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to testify to you and to witness to you, to pray for you. I'm here. I'm sent by the Lord here. I'm here because of the Lord's love for you. I'm here for you and not for me. You understand that? Our phone number, 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8999. Now, you can give me a call if you're hurting out today over your children, or if you're not sure you're saved, whatever it may, hurting in your body. Like I said, I'm here for you. I'm not here for me. I'm here to represent the Lord Jesus Christ to you. That's what I'm here for, okay? Romans 6:23. Listen to this. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. If you are not born again, you still owe the wage. If you're separated from God, you'll be separated from God forever in a burning hell. You know that? God will not dwell in death. He can't. God can't dwell in you until you're born again. The Spirit of God will not dwell in a sinful place. The Spirit of God will not dwell in you until you are born again, repentant, and serving Him. You must be born again. The wage of sin is death. Now, you have that wage, you owe it. You still owe the wage if you're not been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I want you to remember that, okay? 2 Corinthians 5:21. Listen, this might be one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible. I use it all the time, probably almost every week. He has made him to be sin for us. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it? Who knew no sin? That we might be made the righteousness of God. You know, we're not there unless we're born again. He makes us right. We might be made the right. He makes us his righteousness. Made him to be sin for us. He didn't know any sin. That we might be made. God makes us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. All you have to do is ask him to come into your life, wash your sins away, and believe, and he makes you right. He puts you right. You're not there yet until you repent and call upon the name of the Lord. Listen, stop here, bow, and say, thank you, Jesus, will you? Think about that. This is really a big lick. This is something very big. God made his precious son, Jesus, who didn't know sin, to be sin, to take your sin, to be sin, to be slaughtered, to be offered for what you did, to be offered for our lives. He makes you right. God made you right because he loves you. God made you right because he wants you. God made you right because he can. You know, if he creates something, he cares about it. You know that? God created you and he cares about you. Makes you right and he puts you right, okay? Hebrews 1:3, Jesus said, who being the brightness of his glory, well, it's not the reason to say, but talking about Jesus, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged out sin and sat down on the master. Now listen, he purged out your sinful life. You know that? Isn't this beautiful? The Lord Jesus purged out, blotted out your old, ugly, sinful life. Only a fool would pick it back up again. Listen, God loves you today. I just want you to know that. And you know, I know it's a hurting world out there. I mean, I'm just using Syria to show you where we were, how we started. You might think you're a Christian, you're okay, but do you have power of God in your life? Can you mark it out? Can you stay on the platform? Can you stay on the road? Can you make it to the straight gate? Look at Syria. It didn't make it. All the people there. That's where Paul began his ministry. It didn't make it. This is wild. Look at it today. Can you make it? Do you have the Spirit of God living in you? Do you have the power of God living in you? Do you have a good prayer life? Jesus, my word is spirit. My word is life. Are you in the word, picking up the Spirit of God, getting the life of God in you, building your foundation so you can make it, so you can survive? Can you do it? Think about that, would you? Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:10, Paul said, our Savior, Jesus Christ, has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. Abolished death. He has for me. He has for you if you're a believer. If you're really born again, washed in the blood, he's abolished death for you. That's really big. You know that? You understand that? He's abolished death for you. He's abolished death for his righteous ones, the true Christian. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You have to walk after the Spirit, not the things of the flesh. Therefore, walk in the Spirit and walk in the love of God. Are you able to walk in the love? Do you have enough strength to walk in the love of God? Do you believe the things I'm telling you? Do you have enough strength to really stay out of sin, stay out of the place you shouldn't be in, and live for the Lord? Do you have that kind of strength? Oh, you need it, my friend. You really do. If you're having problems and any issues in your life, you may call me. More than glad to pray for you. 221-1100 out of town. 888-221-8099. Listen to this verse of scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any person, any man, be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become. You know how you get to be a new creature? Because if you're not born again, the spirit in you is dead because of sin. That's for you. It's never lived before. If you get born again, that spirit comes alive, and that spirit's never lived before. Because God don't dwell in a sinful person. He don't. When Adam sinned, he told them, the day you set up, you die. He withdrew himself from Adam that day. God's spirit does not dwell in a sinful person in a sinful place. So if you accept Jesus today and be born again, and then your spirit comes alive. That spirit has never lived before. Did you know that? You're a brand new creature. You're a brand new self. This new man has never lived before because his spirit was dead because of sin. You can't be a new and an old person at the same time. You're now just as if you'd never sinned if you get born again. You're a brand new self. Did you know that? If you're already out there as a Christian, do you realize you're a brand new self? You know, you've never lived before until you really got born again. Do you realize your spirit just come alive? Never lived before, so don't live the old stuff you used to live in. Maybe you don't know the difference. Don't walk in the same old path. Don't go in the same old place. God gave you a new chance. When you got born again, you're a brand new self, just as if you had never sinned. There's nothing in the book against you. You understand that now? Your spirit's alive for the first time. Maybe you're already a Christian, don't understand that fully. Really. You don't have to commit sin. You don't have to go back into the sinful world. You've been redeemed from it. You're a brand new person. So live the brand new life. Live the new life. Live the spirit-filled life. Live the life of love. Walk in the spirit. Don't fulfill the things of the flesh thereof. Live for the Lord Jesus. Really. You live the word of God. Take in the spirit of the word of God. Take in the life of the word of God. Let your strength be there. Walk on that platform. Stay on that road. Head toward the narrow gate. Watch the world. If you don't blame the world, come apart, take a look at Syria. Look at the foundation where it started and where it is today. Don't let your life look like the country of Syria. Don't. Look at it. Look at how it can happen. Is your life in that direction? Stop. Repent. Turn. Call upon the Lord. Repent. He loves you. He's waiting for you. I'm a friend. Listen to this. Psalms 103:12 says, as far as the east is to the west, so far has he removed our transgressions, our sin from us. As far as the east is the west. Listen, you can go south. You'll eventually get north. You can go east till Jesus comes, but you will never get west. Now, that's how far the Lord has removed our sin from us. You don't need to pick it back up. You don't need to put it back on. You're free. When your spirit was born again, brand new self, let that brand new self come forth, shine, step out, and move out in your name, okay? Leave the old man behind. If you're a Christian out there today and you're still dabbing in sin, that would be foolish. And your guide would be the devil. The Lord has removed himself from the equation. You cannot dabble back in sin. If you're born again, washed in the blood, it's time to step out and live it And you can do it by the Spirit and power of God. Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus now, the new life that I have now has made me free from that law of sin and death. John 11:26, Jesus said, whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Now that is a big, big statement. I'm going to talk to you out there today, especially if you're a senior, if you're coming to that time, if you're sick in your body, if you're hurt. Listen, when your heart stops, it never affects you. Did you know that? I know that sounds crazy, but this is scripture. I can give you a scripture for it. John 11:26. Your spirit just steps right out of the body and into the presence of God. You never skip a beat. Your spirit can't die. Really? Spirit can't die. Excuse me. You can't die. You step right. You won't know. When the body stops, you won't know it. If you're born again, you're a child of God, you're not going to suffer when you die. You're not going to. Your spirit's not going to stop. Spirit don't die. Step out of that body, into the arm, into the presence of the Lord. Be encouraged in that today. I want you to be encouraged in that. That's how much God loves you. He has a plan for you. You must learn how to walk in the Spirit and not on your own strength. Acts 1:8. Listen to this now. Now, you need to be powered up by the Spirit of God. Listen to this. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, the Holy Spirit, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Did he come upon you yet? Do you have the power of witness? Are you solid? Is your feet on solid ground? Listen, is it? Mark 16:15 just said, and to them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized, he'll be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. Oh, my friend, this is big stuff. You need to listen to it. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. Are you doing this stuff? Huh? Are you? Are you living the life for Jesus? Are you living in the power of the Spirit? You cannot make it in the natural realm today. Look again at Syria. Look where it started. Look where it is. You need to be born again, powered by the Spirit of God, okay? Look, we need support for the ministry. I tell you that every week, but you're not listening. Will you listen today? If you can help, we would appreciate anything. And we really do need it, and we would appreciate it. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or send us an email, really. Send us an email, especially if you have any prayer requests or any needs. It's Try Lifeline, one word, T-R-Y, Lifeline, Try Lifeline, one word, Try Lifeline, gmail.com. That's easy to remember. And listen, if you don't like what I'm doing, tell me. If you like it, tell me. We need to hear from you. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Try Lifeline. I have time too to minister back to you. If you have a need, I can pray for you. Maybe I can help you. Maybe I can pray for you. But Try Lifeline. Oh, Gmail. If you have real issues and your family members messed up, if you email me, we have a place on Tuesday night where we have a powerful team that can minister to you, can get you set free, can counsel you, can get you healed. But you got to email me because then I'll tell you where it is Tuesday night. Gmail. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Thank you kindly. Have a great week, and we'll see you again. Oh, by the way, have a great, great Thanksgiving. Be thankful. Thank the Lord. Take a moment. Take a moment today. Start today. Just bow your knees and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. I appreciate you. I love you. He'd like to hear that today. He really would. He cares about you. He'd like to know you care about him. Give him a call. Call him today. Talk to him. Thank you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. God bless you now. God bless you. Have a great week. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Bless you today.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.